Thank you, Facebook. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I don't follow the stock market that closely, but I do look at my monthly statement, and I will admit I've always been a little disappointed that after all this time, it shows that I'm still solidly middle class. I would have thought that by now I'd be able to endow a modest professorship or do a little dressage. And I always blame the fact that my broker never got me in on an IPO. I missed Microsoft. I missed Apple. I figured my last chance to win an IPO payday was Facebook. And I was this close to picking up the phone and telling my broker, buy Facebook. Zuckerberg's a genius. It's all anybody talks about here at work. They made a movie about it. Plus, since the big crash, I'm sure there are rules to protect investors. And then, today, I hear Rebecca Jarvis report on allegations that
the lead banks on the deal cut Facebook's revenue forecast just days before it went public, but only shared the information with a select few.
And then what did these banks allegedly do?
Morgan Stanley increased Facebook's offering price and the size of the deal, signaling greater demand at a higher price.
So they took a product they allegedly knew was losing value and made it look like it was gaining value. Where have we heard that before? Anyway, as I say, I came very close to saying buy Facebook, but at the last moment, I got distracted by some free pizza in the newsroom. So thank you, Facebook, for reminding us that the only secure place to put your money is under a big rock. By the way, I'll be happy to sell you shares in my rock. $38 a share, gaining in value. Now this.